Yeah, Carl Carlton on Cool 102. This is Gentry and Dawes and the Breakfast Club, brought to you by the South Point, where today is a job fair. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes until 4, and it's in the Grand Ballroom B. Grand Ballroom B, they may even offer you a job today and say, you're hired. It's they need people. Everybody needs people to get back to work.
It's time to go to work.
Time to get things back to normal. Anyway, we have Annie Black on the phone with us right now, and Annie's been creating some controversy up there in Carson City. How you doing, Annie?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. Now, you don't have your mask on, I know.
Annie, I loved everything about yesterday. It was so beautiful. Can you fill in our listeners as to what happened? You got down there and you took control.
Absolutely. So I've been shouting from the rooftops that the legislature needs to be open to the public since I got here, basically. And it all kind of came to a head the day before yesterday. I just decided I was no longer going to wear a mask. This whole thing is baloney. So I made a statement on the floor saying, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask. The science has proven that we don't need to wear them anymore. And showed up to the legislature yesterday with no mask on, and was threatened to be removed from the floor if I didn't wear a mask, which would mean I wouldn't be able to vote. And so I was fully prepared to be removed from the legislature for not wearing a mask. And then it turns out that the Democrats backed down. They're no longer requiring masks, and the legislature is completely and fully open to the public.
Annie, why has this become a Democrat-Republican jousting session, this mask deal? I mean, why would they want to continue to wear a mask if we've had the vaccinations, we've had the COVID, and we really aren't in any danger?
Well, I think it's like most things with the Democrats, it's virtue signaling, right? I mean, I saw something on social media the other day that said, you're more likely to see someone wearing a mask that's had the vaccine, that's a Democrat, than seeing someone without a mask that's a Republican that hasn't, right? So it's just basically a virtue signal to say, you know, we're more woke than you.
Yeah. I like how you call it masterpiece theater.
Masterpiece, yeah.
I can't take credit for that one. I saw that somewhere else. I think it was on Congressman Massey's Twitter, so I can't take credit for that.
We're giving it to you because you were so popular now. I loved how you just doubled down on
You're
all
doing
of
a great
it.
Job for the people of Mesquite. I don't know anybody else representing as vigorously as you are.
Well, thank you. I mean, just doing what I told people I was going to do and not thinking about, you know, what happens after this, just making decisions based on this session and doing the best job that I can do, and we'll see where it goes from there. And, you know, you just never know. If you take hard stances, sometimes that can be a detriment, but it's what I told people I was going to come here and do, and that's what I'm doing.
I like how you have adopted constituents now. How many emails are you receiving from people just outside of your district?
Oh, we are actually receiving emails. I got one today from a lady in New Hampshire. So wow. I got people all over the place.
That's way outside.
Yeah, I know.
And you've had some successes with some of these things that have been shot down, right?
With the bills.
On my bills?
Yeah. No,
not
on
the
your
other
bills
that are being considered.
Like some of the crazy bills that have been put out there.
We're able to mobilize people to call and email their, you know, legislators, and we have had some success. And I think, you know, ultimately that's my goal, is to be able to share what's going on in the legislature with people. And because, let's face it, most people are working and they're trying to live their lives, and it's not necessarily the most transparent place. They're not going to tell you what they're doing, so I'm just trying to keep people informed and let them know what's going on.
So if you're a person that's listening right now and you just keep saying, yeah, I can't believe what's going on. When are we going to stop this? When is this going to be over? What do you say to people that feel like they're excluded from everything that's going on?
I say go to my website, annieblack.net, and sign up for my newsletter and all my information's on there. So not only can you sign up for my newsletter, but my cell number's on there, my email's on there. So if you, you know, if you're a person that feels like you're left out of the process or you want to know what's going on, I'm happy to do that for you.
And if you want to get involved in the process, what do you do?
I mean, I have a pack. I'd love to help good people that want to run. But if you want to get involved, sign up, reach out to me, send me an email, and I'll definitely put you to work.
Now,
what do you need to do?
Annie, before we end things here, Scott Gentry's still chomping at the bit over this vote by mail bill. Oh, has that been passed or is that still in committee?
It hasn't been passed, but I imagine that it will. I don't see. So the problem was, I've been trying to, and some of the other conservatives have been trying to hold Republicans together on some of these two-thirds votes, not to get into the weeds, but there are certain bills that even though we're in the minority, we have the ability to hold mm-hmm. and hold over the Democrats' heads, and we can use those as bargaining chips in a way to negotiate. Unfortunately, we have about half of our, all of our GOP assembly leadership are rhinos, basically. And so we haven't held those bills up, and we have nothing really to negotiate with the Democrats on. So I imagine that bill will pass, unfortunately.
That's a very unfortunate thing. I think it's unconstitutional, and I think it's a real detriment to the state, and it's fraudulent. It's fraudulent from the word go. I mean, I got on the last vote, the one where the one that had such a weird outcome, which was the last vote. I got three ballots at my house. Now, I could have been a person who just went out and you know, put those ballots in the box and said, that's it. But I didn't do that. I went and voted in person because I was so outraged by the whole thing. But I just think it's just a recipe for fraud.
Exactly, especially when you consider that people have always been able to vote by mail as long as they requested an mm-hmm. absentee ballot. So.
Right.
You know that it's all to basically get a leg up over Republicans and do ballot harvesting and fraudulent votes maybe. But, I mean, the bottom line is it's happening and Republicans better get with the program and we better start doing ballot harvesting too because we're never going to win another election if we don't start playing the game like the Democrats do.
That's right. Well, it's great talking to you. Keep up the fight. And we can't wait to see your next Annie-gram.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Annie Black on on the Breakfast Club this morning. She's a fighter.
She is. You know,
I like her. She's really got some gumption.
Feisty.
Yeah. And she's right most of the time. Not all the time. None of us are right all the time.
I'm right all the time.
But she's doing a great job for the people in the Mesquite area because that's where she represents.
Correct.
Gentry and Dawes on Cool 102.